All right, let's go back east and bring in one of our favorite sports writers. That is Paul White, formerly of USA Today. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Boy, as you've heard me this morning, I guess the win over Hamels last night was very energizing for this team. But the way they did it, they just keep smacking the ball. And, Paul, this is new for me with the Giants to see this offense.
Yeah, it is. And, I was talking to some friends the other day, and I said, you know, there might not be a better infield in the National League from one side to the other, combining the offense and the defense. And you're right. You know, it seems like even in the World Series years, there's always been a couple of holes. Well, you know, we don't get much out of this spot or that spot, and, you know, the pitching will take care of it. And it makes a huge difference because there isn't nearly as much pressure on that pitching staff, to get the team over the hump. And then, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out if they get to the postseason, because, you know, the Giants' strength over the last several years has been, hey, just get there and that pitching will take care of things. But it's a different team.
Yeah, it is. Paul White with us, of course, with Bumgarner now leak in this spot, and you got Heston and Kane and Peavy. But the strength, the way Bochy does it, he did it last night, Paul, 4 2/3 for Heston, and he got him out of there as soon as Moreland came up where he could do some damage and brought Affeldt in. I thought we were back in the World Series again the way he managed last night, and that's the way he manages, and he's doing it earlier this year, and I'll tell you why. And you see it, I think everyone does, this National League playoff race. There are 7 teams in this thing for 5 spots, and I'm telling you, you could knock out any 2 of the 7 and maybe be right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the whole thing with the pitchers coming out early, it's a trend that we're seeing a little bit more really creep into the game. And it's not just because of what Kansas City did and what the Giants did when you got into the playoffs, when you have a shorter season to deal with and you're not worried about the workload. But Tampa Bay has gone to something this year where, with all their young pitchers, they very seldom let those guys go through the order the third time. They don't care what's going on. You've got to have a special game to face batters for the third time in the game, and they've got metrics to show that it's worth your while if you have the bullpen to handle the load.
Well, handicap the National League for me a little bit, and I've loved the series of the Nationals and the Mets, and I've listened to Howie Rose, and it's New York baseball at its finest. And when it clicks in New York, especially in the National League, because you go back to the Dodgers and the Giants, and, you know, that National League flavor is still there. But, boy, what a game that had. 2 games, amazing, against the Nats tonight at Zimmerman and Syndergaard. But give me a little bit of a handicap of how you see the National League, maybe those top 7 teams right now.
Well, if you just look at pure talent, the Mets should be the one team that's definitely out. But it's kind of like since the beginning of spring training, they've talked themselves into being a contender. They started creating their own hype that, you know, we're gonna be there this year, because the front office and Terry Collins had told the fans, oh, we'll be ready in 2015 to be a contender. Obviously, they've got the great pitching staff, and they've tried to put a bullpen together to back it up. Great starting pitching. They're a lot more like some of the Giants teams you've talked about. There are all kinds of holes in that offense, but they're finding ways right now. And it's almost like they're talking themselves into it. Yeah, we're legit. We're here. And now they've picked up that momentum by using that pitching to win a couple of head-to-head games with Washington. And we've talked about Washington over and over and over. That's a team that doesn't have that confidence. They're always waiting for what's going to go wrong. You know, how are we going to mess it up this time? And the Mets have put the heat on. It's going to be interesting to see how Washington reacts, not so much in New York head-to-head, but when they get out of there and go play teams they should be beating.
You know, it's crazy to say it, and I say crazy things all the time, but can Washington get knocked out of this thing? I mean, honestly, could they be one of those standing on the side? You know how baseball works. It's always a shock. And Washington is, you know, you got Harper, you got maybe Desmond doing something, you've got Rendon back, but that offense has never clicked, and there's something about them. They don't put people away. Could they be a team that gets knocked out?
Yeah, they could. I mean, they shouldn't. There's no logical reason why they should. based on the talent on the roster. But it goes beyond that. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole bullpen situation plays out now with Papelbon as the closer. Drew Storen obviously wasn't thrilled with the Nats picking up Papelbon and bumping Storen back to the eighth inning. He's pretty much held his tongue, although, you know, there's sort of some veiled remarks. I've said all I needed to say, but I've said it to my agent and the GM. So we'll see how that goes. Now, Papelbon better perform, or then they've got a real situation on their hands.
All right, let's look at the Central a little bit. And, I'll tell you, everyone loves Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I love the way they play. When they played out here, they played 27 innings, and then they never took a minute off in the 27 innings. But I'll tell you something. Gerrit Cole has trouble with Cincinnati, so we'll put that aside. Liriano's pitched great. But after that, A.J. Burnett is now in the DL, and he's old enough where you wonder about him coming back. Jeff Locke, please. Charlie Morton, come on.
Has his moments, but you're right. Locke's a five.
And Morton, and, you know, are we overrating Pittsburgh right now? And I know they've got a three-game lead in the Giants in the wild card, but I'll tell you something. Pittsburgh is no Jeff Locke to win this thing either.
No, absolutely not. That's a 3-for-2. If you take the divisions out of it for the moment, and certainly the Giants aren't going to give up on catching the Dodgers, they've got a legitimate shot to do that. But it's the Cubs, the Pirates, and whoever's second in the West for the two wild card spots, and that's going to be just as interesting a race because the Cubs have improved themselves, and I'm not going to underestimate what Joe Maddon can do when he gets a young team into that situation. You know, there's a lot of reasons they should have some difficulties. Some of their kids will see how they react to this. Can Bryant keep going? Can Starlin Castro, be mature enough to play a solid shortstop for him? There's a lot of questions there, but their starting pitching can be sneaky good, too. I think Jake Arrieta still is one of the most underrated pitchers in the game. You know, the baseball people know how good he is, but he doesn't get the attention. And, they're going to be interesting. There's enough warts. They're not a division winner, but they're certainly a wild card and legit.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Paul White with us, formerly of USA Today. I love Arrieta. He is one of the hidden gems of National League Baseball, and then you got Lester as well. It's a horse race. It's kind of on the back stretch, and the far turn is coming up, and that stretch to the finish line is right ahead of us. August and September, two great months for baseball. All right, the Dodgers today get Matt Latos on the hill today. That's one to follow against the Angels. The Angels lost C.J. Wilson, Pujols, and Mike Trout. Matt Latos, how about that game today?
That's an interesting, too. You know, you talked about Washington. Could they get left out? Could the Dodgers? I don't think so, but are they really that safe? You know, if the Giants catch them, they're thrown right back into that wild card mix.
That's right.
And, you know, and again, it's a situation where the pressure mounts on a team like that. They're supposed to be there. They're supposed to walk away with that division and march to the playoffs and be a World Series contender. How do they react? We don't know. I just think their pitching's too good. You know, Latos is in a great situation because he's a three over there. And that's what you want him to be. He's not a guy that's going to – he can be a great pitcher, but he's not going to lead your staff. And anywhere he's been, you don't want him to do that. And he's a situation where he can just go, and Matt Latos doesn't fade into the background. It's not his personality. But with Greinke and Kershaw, he's just another guy. And I think, you know, it'll be interesting. He'll get by this first start. I'm sure there'll be a lot of jitters and stuff. We saw a little bit with Hamels last night, but he fits in great. But again – they've got the same situation. They've got a bridge to the late innings, and we got to see how deep in games are their big guys going to go.
Yeah, no, with 58, 59 games to go, I'm telling you, this is a good, good baseball race. Baseball couldn't ask for more because they got all the young players leading the charge and a lot of new names, and that's what baseball loves. The American League, and again, since wild card teams can win the World Series, we've seen it happen. You look at L.A. and Minnesota. Both of those teams could get knocked out. I mean, everybody in the world is winning a few games of that wild card in the American League, including the new Toronto Blue Jays with Tulowitzki and David Price and Ben Revere and LaTroy Hawkins. And they got 13 more games with the Yankees.
Yeah, they're legit. You know, again, the depth of their starting pitching is still going to be the key. They could get Sanchez back into the pitching mix for them, which in the bullpen, that'll make a big difference. Yeah, I mean, you know, price is going to be a huge difference. You know, it's always hard for me after the deadline to say, well, the starting pitching stud that a team picked up is going to change the race. No matter how good he is, he only pitches every fifth day.
That's right.
You know, they made, even though people criticize them because they're already a good offensive club, they made key offensive additions, and they're a much better team. And Tulowitzki, you can tell, is energized over there. And Ben Revere gives them a leadoff hitter they haven't had. It really changes the dynamic. And that thing, yeah, that American League is far more wide open than the National. And I'll tell you the other team that suddenly would scare me, again, a team that could sneak into the postseason and create all kinds of troubles, the White Sox.
Hmm.
If I have to go into a playoff series and I got Sale and Samardzija starting off the series, I'm a little concerned.
Boy, very good. Boy, this has turned out to be an interesting season, hasn't it? And a lot of it is the youth of baseball. How about Carlos Correa? He's got 12 homers in his first 46 games. Honus Wagner didn't do it.
He didn't make us forget Trout and Harper, you know?
Really? Come on, Rogers Hornsby didn't do it. No one's done what this kid has done, and
well,
we get to see him out here.
2 years ago, one of their coaches, under the previous coaching staff when Bo Porter was the manager, walked up to me during spring training and said, "See that kid out there? He's our best shortstop right now." He was 18.
Man, no, I believe it. Trust me. And, I can't wait to see him out here. I'm a believer in Houston now. Again, you play 102, 104 games, and you start picking up Kazmir and Gomez. And it just looks like they just don't stop. Every night you turn it on, they're hitting a home run.
And they took down the Angels head-to-head, and that was huge. We just talked about with the Mets getting the confidence, beating the Nationals. Houston beat up the Angels in Houston, and I think that may have been the key to that whole division race.
All right, what's your take on Mike Leake? We get to see him today. You like Mike Leake?
I like him. I like him. Again, situation, he doesn't have to be the ace. He's used to that situation. He pitched behind Cueto in Cincinnati. Really, really solid guy. You know, don't expect him to come out and just, you know, throw lights out numbers and strike out half the guys he faces. He's just a very, very solid pitcher, and now in a ballpark that is so much better for him to pitch in.
It'll be fun. All right, Paul, thanks so much. Great to have you on. This, as I said, I love going through the season with you, and as we get down into the 50s now and we see the thing really starting to take shape, there are a lot of teams that could get knocked out of this thing. There could be some surprises, and I think that'll be the theme for me as we go through this month. But I appreciate you being on.
Yeah, we'll find out what they're made of.
Yeah, all right. Paul, thanks so much. Have a good Sunday.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Paul White. Not working these days. I don't know, maybe he is, maybe he's not, but he put USA together, the Baseball Weekly. He was the guy, so I really enjoy having him on. All right.